Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Applause for Mary Lou Williams.
Thank you.
It the most, and we'll see you soon. Good night. Thanks very much.
Well, following on with my theme from the first session of West Coast nightclubs, which have been the location of recording sessions, that was the Woody Herman Orchestra in Basin Street West, of course, a club located in San Francisco. That was recorded between the 28th and 30th of June 1965. And if that was Mary Lou Williams, as Woody Herman described in his commentary, frankly, she was very heavily disguised as Nat Pierce. The lineup there was Bill Chase, Don Rader, and Dusko Gojkovic, who was on trumpets, Jerry Lamy, Bob Shue, also on trumpets, Frank Tesinski, Don Doan, and Harry Southall, trombones, Woody Herman, of course, leading the group, Sal Nistico, Gary Klein, and Andy McGee on tenor sax, Tom Anastas, baritone, and it was Nat Pierce on piano, who also did the arrangement as well, Tony Leonardi, bass, and Ronnie Zito on drums. Basin Street West in San Francisco, and that comes from the LP, I was going to say, but album, of course, Jazz Hoot. Keeping up my promise to include recordings of Sarah Vaughan in her centenary year, this is taken from the recording session that I used before, which was led by Clifford Brown, who did not appear on the track I played. Here is Sarah Vaughan with Kurt Weill's September Song, the complete lineup being Clifford Brown trumpet, Paul Quinichette tenor, Herbie Mann flute, Jimmy Jones piano, Joe Benjamin bass, and Roy Haynes drums. Ernie Wilkins was the arranger and the conductor of the group. September Song.
My sweet, said I many times, love is illusion, a feeling result of confusion, with knowing smile and blasé sigh, a cynical soul. I feel so sure, so positive, so utterly unchangingly certain. Thank you.
Well, my apologies for the technical problems which beset me at the start of the track, but the long, unscheduled Rosetta by Ruby Braff and his buddies, I do hope has helped me to resolve the problems. It did mean an unscheduled appearance for the second time today of Scott Hamilton on tenor, and with Ruby Braff on cornet, we heard Dave McKenna piano, Gray Sargent guitar, Marshall Wood on bass, and Chuck Riggs on drums. That was a recording made in 1995. And as I say, I hope and have everything crossed that things are going to work out for the next two records, which were selected by Francis Indoor. The request was couched in the following terms. Some time ago, you played a version of Django by two Italian musicians, one who played clarinet and one who played accordion. Well, you are correct, Francis. It was some years ago, and here are the details. The two musicians involved were Gianluigi Trevisi on clarinets, two different clarinets, and Gianni Corsia on accordion. And yes, they are playing Django, I hope. and they worked in an Italian tarantella for good measure. Django from two Italian musicians. The other request from Francis was for a recording of Sonny Rollins's St. Thomas, but not including Rollins himself. I hope the version with Jim Hall on guitar and Ron Carter on bass fits the bill. I think this is quite a charming performance of what is, after all, now a standard jazz tune. St. Thomas.
Thank you.
And yet another live nightclub performance. This time, this was in the Playboy Club in New York City, and it was recorded on the 4th of August 1972. So thank you, Francis, for reminding me, certainly, of the quite unusual Django performance from the Italians and an excellent reading of Sonny Rollins's St. Thomas, but without Sonny Rollins. Our second clarinetist of the day on the turntable now, it's Barney Bigard. After he left the Duke, Barney was notably with Louis Armstrong, but there were those odd dates which he led himself. Here is one that he led for the Black and White label, and on one of the more notable small independent labels which developed in the mid-1940s. Art Tatum is the pianist, showing that he could integrate with other musicians when the occasion arose. This is Can't Help Loving That Man. Swing musicians in Barney Bigard's sextet, along with Art Tatum on piano and Barney on clarinet, were Joe Thomas, trumpet, Joe Thomas, not related, on tenor, Billy Taylor, bass, and Stanley with drums. And that was recorded in New York City on the 5th of January 1945. And as I mentioned, that was for the Black and White label. George Shearing's Lullaby of Birdland was based upon the harmonies of the next selection, which is Love Me or Leave Me. The excellent rhythm section provided here includes Teddy Wilson, and Lester Young is the main man.
Thank you.
Lester Young with Love Me or Leave Me. I cannot help but think every time I hear Teddy Wilson that the word that really best describes him is immaculate. And I think he showed that on that track. And it's another pianist next on the turntable, and this time a lady pianist. A very surprising feature of this selection was who the drummer is, and that is Joe Morello, along with Marion McPartland on piano and Vinnie Burke on bass. Also, in keeping with what has been a theme over the past couple of hours, this was recorded at yet another club in New York, the Hickory House. The selection is Duke Ellington's Just Squeeze Me, not to be confused with Fats Waller's Squeeze Me. Well, you work it out.
Thank you.
Well, almost 3 o'clock, and the end of Swing Time for today. This is Mike Coates saying thank you for joining me. I do hope you can tune in next Tuesday at 1 p.m. and hopefully the gremlins will have disappeared. But I will promise to keep taking the tablets just in case. To go out then, a fraction of Uncle Sam Blues from Hot Lips Page, which we missed out on at the start of the session.
Take your man. Uncle Sam ain't no woman, but he sure can take your man. Women wringing their hands and are crying all over the land. I know you cross your fingers, baby, and pray for me every night.